purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Bhaktavatsala, the Supreme Personality who is very much affectionate to his devotees. It is not very extraordinary that the Lord offered his devotee all benedictions. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said in effect, "I fulfill the desires of everyone. Since you are my devotee, whatever you want for yourself will naturally be given. But if you pray for anyone else, that prayer also will be fulfilled." Thus, if we approach the Supreme Lord or his devotee, or if we are blessed by a devotee, naturally we will automatically achieve the benedictions of the Supreme Lord. Yasha Prashadan Bhagavat Prashado. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if one pleases the Vaishnava spiritual master, all of one's desires will be fulfilled. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So in this verse today, specifically, and a very nice purport where Prabhupada is speaking very much about how the Supreme Lord fulfills the desires of everyone. And he certainly does in his form as Paramatma. Paramatma functions in two ways, upadarashta anumantascha. He's the witness, and he also fulfills the desires of everyone, anumantascha, but according to your deserves, of course. That's how he fulfills everyone's desire, whatever is desired, but if it is not deserved, it cannot be fulfilled. So hence, when the Supreme Lord said, "I fulfill everyone's desire," he's speaking as Paramatma. But of course, when he speaks as Bhagwan, he speaks differently. That I fulfill the desires of my devotees, but not what they want, but what they need. So it's a difference in that way as well. The purport ends, of course, with the principle that if one can please the Vaishnavas, and specifically here the Vaishnav spiritual master, interesting, Prabhupada uses Vaishnav spiritual master there, Vaishnav guru, then automatically the Lord is pleased, and we sing every morning, Yasha Prashadat Bhagavad Prashadu. This is the principle that if we can serve the mission of the spiritual master, then automatically the Lord becomes pleased and we receive the blessings of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his teachings, he speaks that specifically Lord Chaitanya worshipped three forms of the Lord. Krishna, who was obviously Krishna, but he worshipped the form of Krishna. Lord Ram and Lord Nrisimhadeva. And not only did he worship these three forms, but he visited the holy places in connection with them as well. And if you look at the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, he will visit all the holy places, as much as possible, obviously, in connection with Krishna, but specifically Lord Ram in South India, and Lord Nrisimhadeva as well. And in connection with today's story, pastime and purport, how the Lord fulfills the desires of the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically visited three places where Lord Nrisimhadeva had his pastimes. He visited Simhachalam. He visited Mangalagiri, and he visited Ahovalam, and he relished the pastimes of the Lord in these three places specifically. And in relation to today's verse, how the Lord fulfilled the desire of his devotees, when Prahlad Maharaj went to Simhachalam after this pastime, and he remembered what had happened. The Simhachalam is where Prahlad was thrown off from the top of the cliff into the ocean. And the Lord appeared and he caught him. So Prahlad, when he was there, he was remembering this pastime. He was absorbed in this pastime and how wonderful the Lord is. But then at that time he had a desire that not only did you kill my father, O Supreme Lord, but you killed my uncle as well. Hiranyaksha. So you killed my uncle. And who killed him? Varahadev. So he said, I have a desire that I want to see both forms in one. So the Supreme Lord, he appeared there at Simhachalam in the form of Varaha Nrsingha, as in keeping with the purport today, that the Lord fulfilled the desires of his devotees. So Prahlad was desiring that I want to see this form. And this form of Varaha Nrsingha, you can see it there. You can see it in many places. But the original form is there. And it's the head is the head of a boar. The claws are the claws of a lion. He has a tail of a lion and the body of a man. The trunk and the legs of a man. So this is Varaha Nrsingha who appeared there. And of course, when he appeared there, Prahlad became very jubilant to see that form. Now that form, of course, was more ferocious than any form, because Varaha is very angry and Nrsingha, so they both get together, there's going to be a lot of anger there. So that form of the Lord had to be pacified. So it's worshipped, but every day it's only worshipped with chandan to cool him down. He's so angry and so ferocious that they add chandan every day. And they don't take any off. So when you go to see Varaha Nrsingha, you see a big ball of chandan. And only on one day of the year do they take all that chandan off so you can see the original form of Varaha Nrsingha. And that's on the day of Nrsingha Tirtha, says Nrsingha Chaturdasi. But it's actually Akshaya Tritiya. That's the day they take all the chandan off. And once they've removed it, you can see the form, but obviously there's a line as long as you would see in Tirupati. And by the time you get to see the Lord, it's too quick. It's too quick, so you won't see the Lord. But that's the day they will take the chandan off. And you can see the form of Varaha Nrsingha. So echoing in this verse again, the Lord fulfills the desires or the words or the prayers of the devotees. Earlier on we had the famous verse, Satyam Vidhatu Nija Britya Bhashitam Vyapati Cha Bhuteshu Akileshu Chatmanaha. May remember that one. That the Supreme Lord, Nija Britya means his own devotees, Bhashitam, their words, whatever their words are, he likes to do what? Yes, Satyam Vidhatu, whatever they've said, he likes to fulfill them. Akileshu Chatmanaha. So, to prove the words of Prahlad Maharaj, of course, he appeared, and what were the words of Prahlad Maharaj? That Hiranyakashipu, just before these verses, that he said that, where is your Lord? Where is he? Is he in this pillar? And all Prahlad has to say was, yes, he is also in that pillar. In order to fulfill that, Nrsingadev may have appeared from anywhere, but because Prahlad said, he is in this pillar, the Lord felt very obliged. Satyam Vidhatu. He said this, so I must make this true. So appeared out of that pillar. And three other personalities had also said the same thing in the pastime. The second are the four Kumaras, to make their words true as well. Satyam Vidatu. What had happened there was the four Kumaras, of course, had entered Vaikuntha, and the security men had stopped them. Word of warning to the security men there, you know, watch out who's coming. So they obviously said, you cannot go. So they were cursed. And when Vishnu arrived, Jayan Vijay said, we don't mind. Three times we will go to the material world, we'll become demons. But after three times, the Lord must come and reclaim us. So in order to fulfill that desire that of the four Kumaras, yes, they will be there for three lifetimes, but you must bring them back. So the Lord appeared, Satyam Vidhatu, to fulfill the desires of the four Kumaras. Nija Britya Basitam, the words of his own devotees, he will fulfill in whichever capacity. Third is Brahma, of course. Lord Brahma had given the benediction. And of course, Lord Nrsingadev, at the end of this pastime, tells him, don't give the demons such benedictions. But he had given the benediction that you'll not be killed in the day or the night. Won't be killed by man or animal. Won't be killed inside or outside. You won't be killed in the air or on the ground. Nor by any weapons. So of course, to make this true, he'd given this benediction. Satyam Vidhatu. So how does the Lord now make it true? Nija Vritya Basitam. The words of his devotees. So he appears in this form. And finally, he comes to fulfill the words of Narada Muni. Narada Muni had said, when Indra and the demigods had captured Kayadu, that the great demon will be born. A great demon will be born, because this is the son of Hiranyakashipu. So Narada Muni said, no, a great devotee will be born. And in fact, he will invoke the Lord to appear. Nija Britya Basitam. So the words of Narada Muni had to be fulfilled. So the Lord appears again. So these are some aspects of it, how the Lord fulfills the desires of different devotees. And it's interesting, because in this world it's very difficult to fulfill the desires of anyone really. Especially if you're sitting in the temple president's office. Very difficult. Everyone has a different desire. And how do you fulfill all those different desires? Because often they're conflicting. But the Lord is the only one who can fulfill the desires of everyone. Everyone's desire. And all at the same time, without any conflicts. Is it John F. Kennedy who says you can please some of the people, or is it Abraham Lincoln? Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln says you can please some of the people some of the time, all of the people some of the time,